President Biden convened his National Security Council last night as tensions remained high on the Russian-Ukrainian border. On NBC this morning, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Russia has developed a hit list of Ukrainians to kill or send to camps.
This will not simply be some conventional war between two armies. It will be a war waged by Russia on the Ukrainian people to repress them, to crush them, to harm them.
Joining us now is RAND Corporation senior defense analyst Scott Boston, who's an expert on Russian land war capabilities. RAND advises the federal government on intelligence issues. Scott, we're hearing about a possible meeting between Presidents Biden and Putin, but there has also been increased shelling in eastern Ukraine this past weekend where Russian-backed separatists are fighting. Is there still any possibility of diplomacy at this point, or is it clear that Putin has made up his mind to invade Ukraine?
It is not clear that that final decision has been made, because although we are starting to see the kinds of things that are really difficult to back down from, a lot of what they've done is still potentially falls into the basket of armed coercion. Now, when you start to have the dramatic escalation of the number of ceasefire violations in the Donbas, for example, a week ago it was, you know, four a day, maybe five a day. On Thursday, it jumped to 60. In the last 24 hours, the Ukrainians are reporting that it was 80, right? So we have a dramatic escalation being directed against civilians. This is the kind of thing that Russia would use to energize its population. Once they are spun up, then you're starting to think about different factors. This is like final preparation kind of thing. It is difficult to back down once you do certain, once you take certain actions.
Right. So the question is, have all those actions been taken yet? And to how soon could, as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says, how soon could tanks roll into the Capitol? He thinks that they may soon. What do you say?
So Russia has every ability to start a military operation any day now. Depending on how they sequence it, for example, if they decided that they wanted to do, air and missile strike campaign first, but I mean, really, they've had the ability to do that for weeks at least. The expanded land campaign, that requires a degree of logistical coordination and complexity that they have probably largely completed. They have done a whole lot to prepare to get to this point.
By watching the preparations that have been made so far and what military equipment is in place, what does that tell you about Vladimir Putin's ultimate designs on Ukraine?
That's a good question. What this looks like is different than anything that we've seen in a very long time in terms of how Russia carries out military operations. Russia in the past, Putin in particular, generally tries to do something relatively narrow in scope, relatively limited, maybe not in duration, but in effort. They want to find things that are sustainable. What they are doing now does not reflect those characteristics. What they are looking at doing now could potentially be extremely large in scope, extremely open-ended, potentially accepting a great deal of risk.
Is it like something like a scorched earth campaign? And again, to what end?
Probably regime change, or at the very least, confidence that whatever leadership exists in Kyiv is absolutely not going to push back against them in any of the ways that they have in the past.
And is that best done? I mean, you're an expert on armaments. Is this best done through military means? Are there not other ways that that Putin could accomplish the same thing?
So the truth is, I think that this conflict probably leaves everyone worse off. And the only way in my head that I can make any sense of it is that the Russians believe that they're on a trajectory to something worse. One would hope that Russia is not thinking about the kind of long-term occupation that would be incredibly damaging to Ukraine.
Scott, if Russia does indeed attack, which militaries will likely respond beyond Ukraine's?
Directly, I think no one. What has already been announced would include reinforcement of NATO forces in NATO countries, not in Ukraine, and a number of countries continue to supply some volume of military aid, including lethal weapons.
most notably relatively small-scale weapons like anti-tank guided missiles. I have my doubts about the effectiveness of deterring Russia with that, but it, you know, if one believes that you have a moral responsibility to help Ukraine, or if one wants to raise the costs or complexity to Russia of a prolonged campaign, this is a way of signaling.
Scott Boston is a senior defense analyst at RAND Corporation with an expertise in Russian land war capabilities. A lot more to talk about, and we hope to have you on again. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.